The last night at the Cass County Fair, we had a chance to crown the royalty, as we do to kick off every fair year. And on the boys' side, the prince this year, Garrett Reynolds. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
I'm the son of Bob and Nancy Reynolds, and I have one sister, Alexis.
Okay. Talk about your 4-H and FFA involvement.
I've previously shown goats, done a lot of building projects, woodworking, a bucket of junk, some photography.
Okay. What's your favorite?
I do miss goats. I got out of it just because it costs too much, and college is expensive. I'm starting to help some other people this year, and I'm wishing I would have done them again. But
yeah. Why'd you get involved in the contest?
It's just a fun time. Build those people skills. Helps with an interview in the future, so I have that confidence going in.
Okay. Have you always been involved in 4-H and FFA events ever since you had the opportunity?
Not really. Eighth grade year when I joined FFA, Mr. Miller, he's big into pushing the younger kids in, getting them involved, and that just really set me over the edge, got me involved, and I really loved it.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the opportunity to get to know more people and stuff, too. Did you know everyone in this contest before you got involved?
I knew a few, obviously, from past contests and fairs, but I met some new people. We had a good time, joking, laughing, hanging out. It's just a fun time.
Yeah. How was the interview process?
It's really fun. You have an individual interview for 7 minutes, and then you go back in for a team interview for another, 7 minutes or whatever it is.
No real tough questions?
Not really. It's just more about your involvement, getting to know you as a person, seeing if you're the right fit.
Sure. Well, now, in addition to being Prince this year, you were also named Mr. Congeniality, and you kind of had a funny little story about that.
Yeah, so I asked you one back in 2019, obviously no fair last year, so I guess we're counting that as 2 years in the running, and I won it this year, so that makes 3 years. That's the longest office ever held, I think.
Okay, yeah, because we were talking last night about how the folks who were the king and queen in 2019, that we didn't have one last year because of, the fair being during pandemic, but then we had, so we kind of held them over. So they were like the longest running. But you beat them now because instead of 2 years, you get three. So congratulations on going down in history.
That's right. Thank you.
Give the youngsters some advice. Why should they get involved in things like 4-H and FFA?
It's just a fun time. Mr. Miller, if he's still there and you get there, he is a great person, a great advisor. Same with 4-H leaders. They want the best for you. And 4-H really brings out the best in you. It gets you involved, puts you over your comfort level, and makes that new one so you can just keep growing as a person.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. Have fun at the fair.
Thank you. You too.
Crowned as princess last night, Caroline Pella. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Brad and Christy Pella, and I have an older brother, Connor, and a younger sister, Claire.
Talk about your 4-H and FFA involvement.
So I am a member of the Pimosa 4-H Club, where I serve as the president, and then I am also a member of the Atlantic FFA chapter. And I show cattle at the fair, I've showed dog, been involved in Decorator Showcase, Best of Iowa, and then lots of building projects.
It seems as though 4-H, FFA, those kinds of things, very important to you.
Yes. Yeah, they're great opportunities to develop different skills and just get to know lots of people.
Okay. A greatest project or a most fun thing that you've ever been involved in?
I would say our Pimosa 4-H Club, we do lots of fun activities before our meetings and even play bingo with members at the Allen House. But one of our fun things that we started is an annual kickball game where we play the kids against the parents. And so that's a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about fair this year, senior year. So yeah. Kind of winding down, or did you kind of cut back a little bit on your involvement this year?
No, not at all. I have 4 calves that I am bringing, and then I took multiple building projects. I did some homemade baguettes, a barn quilt, a t-shirt quilt, some photography, and then an antique rope maker.
You didn't cut back at all. No. What's your favorite among those things?
I'm really proud of the antique rope maker. It made it to state, and it's just a really cool item, and there's lots of history behind it.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about this process. What was it like for you?
So I was playing in state softball, and so I was not there for the initial judging interviews, but they were able to make some accommodations, and so Chloe and I both got to interview before the contest, and so it was a really great opportunity, and I'm thankful that they made those arrangements for us.
Good. What's your future hold?
I will be attending Simpson College and studying health and exercise sciences, hopefully going the route of nutrition, and then also playing softball.
Okay, very good. Well, give some advice to the young 4-H'ers and FFA members. Why should they get more involved?
I would, just get involved and try all the different contests. There's lots of fun things, and you can develop hobbies and learn that you like things that you never knew you would.
Very good. Congratulations to you. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Well, the 2021 King Cass County Fair is Craig Becker. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about your family.
My parents are John and Abby Becker, and I have one younger brother who will be a sophomore this coming year, and he's Colton.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your involvement in the fair. You've been pretty involved over the years.
I have been. I am a part of the Ben Franklin 4-H Club, and I am the current vice president of that. And then I was the secretary for the FFA, Atlantic FFA chapter. And so through those organizations, I've been able to show cattle and have static exhibits here up at the community center.
What's your favorite thing to do? Do you have like a favorite project of all time that you've been able to bring to fair?
Honestly, just every year breeding cattle has been a fun joy. I mean, that's just my favorite thing each year.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about what your future holds. What will you be doing next year?
Next year I'll be attending the UNI, and there I'll be studying movement and exercise science while running track and field.
Okay. What do you want to do with that?
So I'm hoping that later on down the road I can use that for exercise physiology, so going into the lab mechanics behind why the body moves the way it does, and I'm hoping I can put that into a coaching career of some sort.
Okay, very good. You've had a lot of fun with that. Talk a little bit about this experience, going through the King and Queen contest as you have now with the interviews and all of the association with some of the other contestants and stuff. What was that like for you?
It was really fun. This year, it was just great to have that interview experience. It's always good to get more interview experiences in to help with the future, I know. And it was just kind of fun to meet with other people and just kind of see them again after the fair last year wasn't always what it was used to be. And so I think it just kind of reminded me of what was coming up, and that also excited me.
Did you get to know maybe a few of these contestants better than you had before?
Yeah, there's a couple from the surrounding communities, maybe not just quite in Atlantic, that I got to know a little bit better, so that was kind of fun.
Okay, very good. Well, give the young people a little bit of advice. Why should the youngsters think about getting involved in things like 4-H and FFA?
Yeah, I think that the reason why you here get involved so much is because looking back, you're always going to have just those what ifs. And the truth is, the more involvement you have, the less what ifs you have. And so the advice I'd give them is if you think you want to try it out, just go for it, because there's only so many years that you can. And the worst that happens is you don't like it. But the best that happens is it changes your life.
Let me ask you this then, too. You have a long family history of involvement in this type of thing, 4-H, FFA. What about someone, a youngster who doesn't come from a long family history? Why should they think about getting involved?
Yeah, so I think that's actually one thing that's really being marketed right now, especially on the FFA side, I'm sure on the 4-H side as well. I know in FFA we have the term, we're not just cows and plows, and I think more and more we're seeing people from town that are becoming members. And actually last year in our Atlantic FFA chapter, we had more members from town than we did from the country. And I think that really just speaks to how it's not just about livestock. There's so many opportunities that you can have to get involved and to just have fun with youth.
Well, congratulations again, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
And crown queen for 2021, Cass County Fair, Emily Plagman. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about your family.
I am the daughter of Mike and Christy Plagman, and I have an older brother, Eric Plagman, who just recently moved out to Montana and is a carpenter out there.
Oh, interesting adventure there. Talk a little bit about your involvement in 4-H and FFA. I know you've been pretty active.
Yes, I have. I'm a 10-year member of 4-H and a 5-year member of FFA. And through 4-H, I've been active in my club, my community, and then throughout the state. I'm on State 4-H Council, on SOFA Planning Committee, which is Speak Out for Agriculture, and the Youth Council.
Okay. So why did you get involved in the first place? I mean, I know your family's been involved, but why did you get involved?
Like you said, my family has been very involved in 4-H, but it also just, the county fair looks so much fun, and I couldn't wait to participate in it myself. And ever since I got able to participate in 4-H, I've never regretted it.
What type of things have you brought to fair?
Oh, wow.
How much time you got?
Right? In the past, I brought cattle, pigs, sheep, a dog, and this year I'm going to be bringing a cat. So yeah.
Good luck with that one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. He's a wild one. I'm kidding. Not really.
Very good. Talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be here in the fall?
So this fall, I will be attending Northeast Community College in Norfolk, Nebraska, and getting my Associate of Ag transfer there. And from there, I'll be going down to Northwest Missouri State University and double majoring in Ag Ed, Ag Media with a minor in communications.
Okay. What do you want to do with that?
Hopefully either be a CYC, a County Youth Coordinator, or an Ag teacher.
Okay, very good. Is that something you've kind of thought about for a long time?
Yeah. Those leaders in my life have led me to this position I am, and I just wanted to be able to do that for the next generation to come and be a leader for them.
Okay. I mean, I understand positions like, you know, FFA instructors and things around the state, they need a lot of young people to get involved in that. Is that something that might be attractive to you?
Yes, for sure. I love working with youth, and I feel like it would be a perfect opportunity to grow the next ag generation.
Okay. Talk about what you learned, you know, some of the other contestants here this time around. You probably maybe got to know a few of them a little bit better through this process, right?
Yes, I did. I definitely got to talk with a couple more people that I know. I knew most of the contestants, but there's a couple that I didn't know as well, and I definitely got to know them, and now we're like friends, and I'm so excited for them and so happy for them, and I'm honored to compete against them because this competition was really hard this year.
Yeah, yes, it was. Well, talk a little bit about to these younger 4-H'ers and the younger FFA members. Why should they get involved in things like that?
You need to get involved with these different opportunities because you meet your best friends. Without 4-H and State 4-H Council, I not would have been able to meet my best friend who lives across the state. Her name is JC. Shout out to JC if you're listening too. But yeah, it's literally the best opportunities you can make. You make new connections, and it's the experience of a lifetime, really.
And now you get to represent Cass County at the Iowa State Fair. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah. So what will you do to prepare for that?
Well, I've known some couple other queens from across the state through State 4-H Council and Haley Becker, the past queen. So I'll be talking with them, getting some pointers on how I can prepare myself the best.
All right. Pretty cool to have people at the fair again, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's amazing. I love it so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.